Next, we have Abra Nusser and Bryn Meredith. They're going to speak to us on PUDs, PDDs, variances, and other zoning changes. Bryn is a partner with the law firm of Taylor, Olson, Adkins, Thrall, and Elam, where he's been for 20 years. His primary area of practice is municipal law. He serves as city attorney for Flower Mound and Dish, the cities of Saginaw and Bedford. In addition, he provides sophisticated guidance to all to municipalities on oil and gas matters in the Barnett Shale. Abra here is an AICP certified planner, having worked as a planner in public and private sectors now for 13 years. Her experience includes projects related to zoning, code development, development review, comp planning, parks and rec master planning and design, downtown and small area planning, you name it, it sounds like she's planned it. She's the planning practice lead for public sector services at Peloton Land Solutions currently, which is a planning design and engineering firm in Dallas. She holds an MPA, graduate certificates in planning and local government management from UT Dallas, and a BA in poli-sci from Texas State. So welcome, Bryn and Abra. Can't wait to hear what you have to tell us.
Well, I guess we don't need to introduce ourselves. That is a pretty thorough introduction. Thank you so much, Tad. Like you said, I'm Abra Nusser, and I am a planner. I like to say I'm not an attorney, but I play one on TV sometimes when Bryn's not available. We work together in Saginaw, and we both work in multiple cities, especially throughout the Metroplex. I've been city staff before, and now I've been in the public sector, private sector for several years doing public sector work.
And then if I could add just quickly, I like to always say that we're on the side of good. I did work with the town of Clark to change their name to Dish and got everyone in the town 10 years of free satellite TV. So that's hard to beat.
Yep. Great job, Bryn.
Thanks.
So our task here is to cover PDs, SUPs, and variances in 30 minutes. So we are going to go as fast as we can. Brenda had her sign. We've got a Buzz Lightyear meme here, but PDs are generally a customized zoning district. Like Brenda was saying, the majority of rezoning requests are going to be PDs these days. They offer more control, they're more customized. Some cities do have minimum size requirements for PDs, but we see them from all different sizes depending on the regulations. They do need to be based on the city's code. So if your city code outlines, say, for example, a minimum size requirement, that's something that you would need to follow. It's a versatile zoning tool, so it's well suited to address complex development. If you've got a lot of moving pieces, there's going to need to be customizations here and there. So maybe we're throwing them off being on the panel side. We actually purposely try to interrupt each other, so that's why we decided to sit together. But it's beneficial for developments, and it allows more control on both sides. It still needs to be consistent with a comp plan if you have one. So that's what state law says. And if Tad comes in and I forget what we're calling it, but it's a Buc-ee's. If Tad wants his Buc-ee's on a piece of land that is designated as agricultural on the future land use plan of the comp plan, that's inconsistent with the comprehensive plan. One thing I do want to note here, my little planner plug, consistency with the comp plan is not just about color on the future land use map. You can be consistent with the comp plan and not match the exact color on the land use map. So please look at your comprehensive plan comprehensively, and you can actually be in general conformance with a comp plan if it's not color for color. However, that would not be consistent.
And I like to include in the recitals, some people complain, some of my clients complain that I'm billing them too much to add the whereas clauses, but I still think that they're important. It's a good idea.
How dare they, Bryn?
It's a good idea in those recitals to make a legislative finding that the proposed zoning change is compliant with the comprehensive plan.
So this is an example of a PD. You know, Tad wants to put his Buc-ee's somewhere in here and keep his ranch. But in general, you're going to have a concept plan.